Track Change by Simon Ray and Simon Fielder.
Smart. Got a date?
I have, as a matter of fact.
Do tell.
I already did. Last night. Bongani.
Oh, you don't have to dress up for him. It's only Skype, for goodness sake.
Someone has to maintain standards, and it won't be him.
Oh.
How's the bump?
Little kick. Come and feel.
Wow.
How long are you going to be?
Why, are you...
No. Not today, but soon. So get that wretched script finished, all right?
I'm trying, but you know Barney.
I do. Now, shoo. Give him my love. And play nicely.
Why is your head sideways?
Why are you dressed for a job interview?
You're still in bed.
Oh, you look so bright, it's hurting my eyes.
We did say 11.
Yeah, 11, not 10:58.
Same difference.
Not in my world, sunshine.
Happily, I don't inhabit your world, Barney.
Oh, I'll soon wish you did, Luke, after your first week of sleep deprivation. How is she?
Trish?
How many other women in your life are about to pop?
She's doing fine, thanks. Any day now. Right, to the women in both of our lives. Is Samantha shagging Nigel, and did you send me the rewrite?
I wanted to talk to you about that.
About the shagging or the rewrite?
Both.
OK, it's just that I can't find it. The rewrite. When did you send it?
Look, when I write a scene and then you send me your amends...
Yes?
It puts all those lines and boxes in the margins.
Track changes.
Yeah, bloody track changes.
It tracks the changes.
And you find that useful?
Well, it is useful.
Is it? Who for? Just because some brain box in Silicon Valley invented it doesn't mean it's any use.
What is your problem, specifically?
The fact that when I make the changes, after you've made the changes, after I've written the effing scene in the first place, we've got my track changes over your track changes to track the changes that I've made to the changes you made.
And?
And, if you change that, which you will, we'll have your track changes tracking the changes to my track changes, which track the changes to your track changes, tracking the changes that I've made to the changes you made to my original script.
Sounds about right.
But that's really confusing.
It really isn't.
Well, I can't work like that. Not at distance.
What are you suggesting?
Well, why don't I come round for a bit? You're only a bus ride away. I need you in the room with me. OK, maybe not come round to yours, Trish and all that. But listen, I'm sure Dave will let us have a snug in the Dog and Duck. Slip him a 20, probably do us a couple of pints and a sandwich.
Can you just think for 1 minute what my life would be like if I said gaily to Trish, Trish, darling, I'm just going round to the pub to have a session with Barney.
Well, you don't have to say it gaily.
We're in isolation for a reason. The lockdown isn't a petty and vindictive attempt to piss you off. It's serious. People are dying.
Well, what about when she's in hospital having it?
It?
He or she, then. Surely you know.
Actually, we don't. We decided we didn't want to. You're really not getting it, are you? Coronavirus is real. A global pandemic.
Yada, yada, yada. I do watch the news. I'm just trying to get this script written. Oh, talking of news, that's interesting. Very interesting.
What?
Shattered Liverpudlian dreams.
What?
How can you say a league has not happened?
Where are you getting that?
BBC Sport. No fake news there.
South Liverpool, Division 1 West Cheshire League. You bastard!
All football in England below the three divisions that make up the National League will end immediately, and all results will be expunged.
The real Liverpool are 25 points clear at the top of the Premiership. We need 6 more points to win it. No one is going to...
They're starting at the bottom, working their way up. Expunged. Written out of the history books. Stalinised. A thing that never, ever happened. Football's closing down. It's closing down. It's closing down.
They'll get it done. There's too much at stake. They'll have to finish it or get sued by the broadcasters for millions.
Well, that's what they said about the Olympics.
But they're not cancelled. They're just postponed.
Well, for a year. So... That's what you think's going to happen with the Prem, eh? We're going to be playing the 2019-20 matches in 2021, the 2021 in 21-22, and then we'll go on like that, will we? Forever playing last year's season.
Just because Chelsea aren't getting their hands on any silverware this year.
Says the pseudo-scouser.
They're my team.
You're from Kent!
Maidstone, Folkestone, Gillingham. No one can get away with sporting one of those. Mum came from Liverpool, so...
No, she didn't. She came from somewhere posh, miles out.
Blundell Sands is still Merseyside. Anyway, what are you doing supporting Chelsea? You come from Croydon.
It's London.
You'd have had trouble hearing the sound of Bow Bells from there. You should be supporting Palace.
Who'd want to support Crystal Sodding Palace? And Croydon's a whole lot closer to Chelsea than Sevenoaks is to Liverpool.
Do you mean geographically or culturally?
Oh, supercilious twat. You just chose Liverpool because they were the most successful club at the time. Then Fergie came along and Liverpool never won anything again.
The miracle of Istanbul?
The real miracle is how you got there in the first place. It would have been us if the ref hadn't given you that goal in the semi-final. Then at least there'd have been two decent teams in the final instead of the cream of European football against... Well, be honest, you look like a pub side in the first half.
The pub side that went on to...
Don't! Don't even go there. If you played that final a dozen times, you'd have lost every game. But no, congratulations on the biggest fluke in football history. No one will ever be able to expunge that, I grant you. Whereas...
Just get your fat ass out of bed and do the bloody changes, OK? You're up. Amazing. Why are you wearing a Chelsea top?
I'll wear what I want, thank you. You can wear your penguin suit from the Trinity May Ball, for all I care. I presume you've still got it.
I have, as a matter of fact. Good job yours was hired.
And why's that?
It wouldn't fit you now, would it, fat boy? Perhaps we might resume. Nigel and Samantha, where are we?
Well...
I'm all ears.
I'm seeing Nigel.
For fuck's sake!
What?
For a start, we're having a conversation on Skype. You can't just bloody get up and leave the screen. And also, underpants. You're in your underpants.
Well, I hope you are too. Don't tell me you've gone commando.
Just put some trousers on.
I'm in my flat.
You're on my screen. You never turn up to the Dog and Duck in your underpants.
But as we established yesterday, we're not at the Dog and Duck. We're half a mile away doing this stupid Skype thing because of the stupid lockdown.
OK, but the stupid Skype thing requires you to stay on the stupid screen so I can see you. Stupid.
But I always walk around when we're working. Throughout the entire time we've been writing together. It was the first thing that really annoyed you about me.
The first thing? All right. Wander, walk, do whatever you want to do. Just don't scratch your... Oh, please. Give me strength.
I'm seeing Nigel.
I wish I wasn't seeing you.
What?
And speak up. I can't hear you.
Nigel's gay.
What?
He doesn't give a toss about Samantha. He's after Justin.
And where's that come from?
I knew you'd hate it.
I didn't say that. It's just that it's a bit sudden, seeing as he's never given any indication that he might be that way inclined. And if it is the case, where does that leave Samantha's plotline? We're going to have to go all the way back to make it make sense. Nigel has designs on Justin, but as we all know... Although Justin is looking to transition, his sexual preferences... What?
Sorry?
OK, so, are very far from certain to anyone, least of all Justin himself.
Right!
That's it. If you're not going to take this seriously...
Steve Gerrard, Gerrard, he slipped on his... Hey, look at you, lad. That is a nice old red Liverpool shirt.
Thank you.
Is it a significant one, by any chance?
Just the season we won the league for the 18th time.
The league?
Yup, the league.
And what year was that?
1989-90.
So, not the Premier League, which I believe didn't start till 1992.
It was still the Premier League of its day.
Was it, though? Surely it was the old First Division.
However it's branded, it's still the top flight of football.
I don't know. These things are important. I mean, you've never won the Prem, whereas we've won it, let's see, five times.
Luke. Sorry, darling, it's time.
Oi, where are you going? We're on Skype. You can't just bloody get up and leave the screen.
It's Trish. Sounds like the balloon's going up.
No London hospital let you in wearing a Liverpool strip. Good luck! Gerard, Gerard, he sits on his... He gave it... What time do you call this, then? I thought we said 11.
Sorry, you have no idea.
Sleep deprivation. I did warn you. Anyway, congratulations. The hospital let you in, all right?
Yeah, one of the porters gave me a thumbs up and all the nurses smiled at me.
I suppose calming the dads down makes sense. One less thing to worry about. They'd probably have smiled at you if you'd been wearing a Millwall shirt. Thought you'd ring me.
At 4 in the morning? 4:37, to be precise.
Maybe not.
Sent you a text, didn't I? I set this up. Been busy?
Yeah, I think you'll like it. Turns out, Samantha's into S&M. I've done a whole new scene in the torture garden.
Please tell me you're winding me up.
I am. Actually, she's a psychopathic serial killer. Sorry. Last thing you need. How are you?
I'm all right. I wasn't in labour for 8 hours.
Christ. Trish?
She's fine, but exhausted, which is why they kept her in. Thus allowing us this unexpected opportunity.
And?
It? He's fine too.
Well, you might have said, safe delivery sounded a bit Amazon Prime.
Sorry, too tired to think.
So, a boy.
Well, he'll obviously have to decide that later for him stroke herself, but biologically all the signs are a boy.
Wow. Congratulations. I mean, a girl would have been equally lovely, but still, a boy. Football. Indoctrinating him to be a Liverpool fan. Explaining to him why they didn't actually win the Prem the year of his birth.
Girls play football too, Barney. Girls support football clubs. You can take a daughter to football.
All right, you don't have to wave your PC certificate under my nose.
Barney.
What?
I thought you'd like to know his name.
All right, what is it? Oh, hang on. Let me guess. Julian, maybe. Is that posh enough? Nah.
Barney.
I'm thinking. Henry. That's quite posh. Harry, you never get a non-posh Harry, do you? Or Sebastian. Yes, I can imagine you going down the bride's head route. He'll get it in the neck at school. Better go private.
Barney!
Keep your hair on, I know I'm getting warmer.
It's Barney. We've called him Barney, you stupid bugger.
Fuck off. You're having a laugh.
No, really. And we'd like you to be his godfather.
I couldn't do that. I might drop him in the font.
You don't do the font bit. The priest does that. You just stand around making vows you'll never keep.
What, like saying I'll warn him against temptation, then give him his first shot when he's 6?
Yeah, that sort of thing. Though maybe 6 is a bit...
Godfather. Oh, mate, I can't thank you enough. But I will promise you this. If I hear anyone telling him his football team didn't win the premiership in the year he was born, that person is going to wake up the next morning with a fucking horse's head where his hot water bottle was. That's the sort of godfather I'm going to be.
Which is exactly why we chose you, Barney. Now, I've been thinking about Nigel.
Track Change was written by Simon Ray and Simon Fielder. Luke was played by Stephen Gray, Barney by Simon Fielder, and Trish by Laura Shaven. The director was Simon Ray, and it was produced by Tim Parker. Track Change is a Stretched Light production.